Welcome back to Return to Disc. This is episode 24. We have a new arrival this week, the Vagrant from Arrow. Mild-mannered financial clerk Graham Krakowski buys a rundown starter home only to discover a vagrant living in the empty lot across the street who keeps appearing inside. Attempts to remove the homeless man lead to a feud that spirals out of control and tests Graham's sanity as the vagrant enrages him in twisted games, defiling his home and framing him for gruesome murders. The Vagrant stars Bill Paxton in one of the few times that he gets a chance to have a leading role. He really goes all out. He was a perfect choice for this. Vagrant is directed by Chris Wallace, who is famous for doing the special practical effects of movies like The Gremlin and The Fly. Now, The Vagrant is considered a cult classic. It didn't have a deep theatrical run when it came out in the 90s. Found its audience on home video, and it found me on home video this week. I had never heard of this film, but it had me at Bill Paxton. We also have Michael Ironside showing up here as a detective. Marshall Bell plays the vagrant, and he's in full makeup as the homeless vagrant. Basically, Graham buys his starter home, and he can't keep this vagrant out. And the vagrant becomes so attached to his psyche and gets into the mind of Graham that we really get a sense of paranoia. So much so, he changes his security system. He builds a fence outside his home. The whole perimeter is fenced in, and he puts guardrails on his windows. Then he has his girlfriend over.
You're acting like a maniac.
Anyway, his girlfriend ends up dumping him because Graham is so paranoid at this point. And he lets the vagrant take over his whole world. Instead of like trying to sell the home early on and get your money back like his friend suggests in the film, no, Graham rides it out to the point of paranoia and insanity.
What could you possibly see?
And he ends up losing a lot of his money and is framed for several brutal killings. And do I mean they are brutal? They are brutal. And again, it goes back to the special practical effects that are fantastic. I mean, you have bodies showing up in refrigerators and on the street and in different multiple areas. And at one point I was wondering, you know, is the vagrant even real? Or is it just kind of in his mind? And a little bit of both. I mean, he's definitely real, but the paranoia and the control that the vagrant has over Graham is what the vagrant's motives are, as we find out later in the film. So yeah, I highly recommend The Vagrant. Really enjoyed it. Had a great time with it. If you're looking for 90s dark comedy. It's also produced by Mel Brooks, so there you go, comedy. But yeah, let's get into the Arrow edition here. This is the alternate artwork, commissioned artwork of The Vagrant on front. But I chose to go with the, we have a disc, a nice booklet, the retro, and then the new. Great special features here. There's several interviews that I want to touch on real quick. First of all, this is a new 2K restoration from the original negative, and it looks fantastic. Vagrant Memories, a new interview with director Chris Wallace. He talks about the struggles they had budget-wise. He talks about the different stuff that maybe he would have done differently, and then gives a nice tribute to Bill Paxton. And then we have You Are in Hell, a new interview with actor Marshall Bell, who played the vagrant. Talks about being in makeup for most of the shoot, what that was like, how long it took to put on. Gives a little insight into what he was thinking as the vagrant. And then he talks about Bill Paxton again. And then Barfus Homicide, a new interview with Michael Ironside, the detective. And Michael Ironside gives a nice tribute to Bill Paxton, and he talks about some of the stuff they did on the outside of the... He talks about some of the stuff they did on the side, outside the shoot, and how great Bill Paxton was as a person. And then we have another interview with Colleen Camp, and she does the same thing. Everybody's echoing the great Bill Paxton. And I gotta say, you know, he's definitely missed, and this is one of the films that you get to see his wide range of acting. The Vagrant is definitely one, if you're a Bill Paxton fan, a must-see. But if you're a fan of like horror comedy, I recommend it as well. But, you know, again, it's not for everybody, but I thoroughly enjoyed The Vagrant. Let me know in the comments what you thought of The Vagrant. Okay, the Criterion Collection has announced its May titles, and I haven't seen most of these, but let's go through them. May titles announced. You can pre-order now on their website, looks like. First one we have is Thelma and Louise. I gotta say, I haven't seen it yet. I definitely plan on it. Ridley Scott, Susan Sarandon, Gina Davis. Coming out on a 4K UHD Blu-ray combo. New restoration, looks like, from Ridley Scott. Approved by Ridley Scott. UHD, HDR, two commentaries by Scott. Documentary. New interviews. So that's nice. It's nice to have. Because a lot of times they poured over stuff from the Blu-ray. But yeah, this is definitely one I got to keep my eye on. The second one that came out, Petite Mammon. I haven't heard of this one at all. It's Celine Shimama's follow-up to A Portrait of a Lady on Fire. I have heard of that one. Haven't seen it. I need to. I know. Cool. So this came out in 2021. That's pretty quick. Looks like Blu-ray only. Coming May 2023. Digital remasters, surround sound. Not a whole lot of special features, surprisingly. New conversation with the director, but... Okay. Targets. This is one I have seen. This is one I'm definitely going to get. This is Peter Bogdanovich's first film, starring Boris Karloff. And if you know anything about Roger Corman and Peter Bogdanovich and their history and all that, I want to say Peter Bogdanovich was kind of like given footage of Boris Karloff, and he was like, go, you want to direct a movie? Make this work. So this is a new 2K restoration supervised by Bogdanovich, commentary by Bogdanovich, so it's like older commentaries, about 20 years old, wow. So, yeah, that's going to be good. This is on Blu-ray. Cool. This is going to be a good release, guys. Check Targets out if you haven't. Next one is Branded the Kill by Seijun Suzuki, Japanese New Wave, Bad Boy. Seijun Suzuki delivered this brutal, hilarious, and visually inspired masterpiece. Wow. Well, I'm going to have to check this out too, because that sounds pretty awesome to me. From 1967, not bad. And then it's a 4K UHD. Wow. Interviews with the director. Okay. So this is one I'm going to look up and try to find and try to watch it. And lastly, Wings of Desire, which already has a Blu-ray release. Now it's getting a 4K upgrade through Criterion. Probably a lot of the same stuff here. This is one I haven't seen as well. I know. Let me know in the comments how I need to see all these, because I already know. Wings of Desire, Wim Wenders. I've heard nothing but great things about this, and a lot of people say this is their favorite film. From 1987. Yeah, guys, that's the announcements from Criterion this month for May. Let me know below. Are you looking at getting any of these or none of these? What are you excited about? Back to the show. Nicolas Cage has been in a lot of films lately that have been like direct to home video or really independent. And we're like, what is he doing? He's selling out. But no, he's putting out some of his best work. And of late, this one, Pig. A truffle hunter, played by Nicolas Cage, who lives alone in the Oregon wilderness, must return to his past in Portland in search of his beloved foraging pig after she is kidnapped. Pig is written and directed by Michael Sarnowski, whom I've never heard of. And Nicolas Cage is like really dirty looking and long hair, long beard. And all he's been living with is pig, you know, for 15 years in the wilderness, searching for truffles. He has a guy that comes out and takes the truffles into the society, and, you know, that's how he makes his money. So his pig is stolen in this, like, traumatic scene where Nick Cage is knocked down and tries to defend himself, but can't. These thugs take the pig, they wrap it up, take it away. He's pissed. He's like, I gotta find my pig. So he takes the guy that he knows that buys the truffles from him, and he escorts Nick Cage around looking for his pig. The cinematography is amazing. You really get a sense of the nature. This Oregon landscape really makes it cinematic. The performance by Nick Cage, he doesn't go all full Nick Cage like you expect. It's very restrained. And you really get a sense of the pain this guy's feeling. Not only is he dealing with grief, he's dealing with now basically the person that he's been spending his life with, a pig, is stolen. And now he's forced to go out of his cave into the public eye. And we learn a lot about his character as we go on and people recognize him. You know, it sounds silly that this guy lives with a pig and it's, you know, provides him an income. And I think Pig is really dealing with grief. How does somebody handle grief? Do they go backwards? Do they go forwards and forget about it? But in this case, this man stands still until his pig is captured. And that kind of propels him forward where he has to deal with his problems. So really, Pig is him dealing with all of the issues that he's tried to bury for the last 15 years. So I thought it was a great character study, and Nick Cage gives one of his best performances I've ever seen. If you can, check out Pig. I highly recommend it. Bonus features, there's a couple videos here that are like 20 minutes long of Nick Cage learning how to cook. So Nick Cage really committed, and there's some deleted scenes as well. So this is a nice release. Have you guys seen Pig? What'd you think about it? Let me know below. And as always, this is Return of the Disc. I'm Dan. For more Return of the Disc, visit returnofthedisc.com. Check out the audio version of today's show, available on all major podcast platforms. And be sure to subscribe to the YouTube channel.